You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. The city of Laredo gave an update Thursday in the ongoing investigation into the deaths of six people discovered in a boxcar at a Union Pacific rail yard in Laredo. Officials have confirmed five of the six victims were from Mexico and Honduras. The youngest was a 14-year-old Honduran boy. Laredo Mayor Victor Treviño said at a press conference that preliminary reports indicate all the victims died before arriving to Laredo.
But they were discovered here after hours of suffering and eventually dying several hours before arriving from what is commonly known as a heat stroke, severe heat stroke.
A seventh victim was discovered along rail tracks in San Antonio. Police say the train departed from Long Beach, California. They believe the individuals entered the boxcar in Del Rio last Saturday. The train then traveled through San Antonio before arriving in Laredo on Sunday. Southwest Airlines has settled its lawsuit with the city of San Antonio. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
The agreement ends the dispute over the airport's airline use and lease agreement and the terminal development project. Southwest will now acquire multiple gates at the new $1.7 billion Terminal C. The airline was told in 2024 that it would have to remain in the airport's old and cramped Terminal A, so it sued. Now Southwest will withdraw both its lawsuit and complaint before the Federal Aviation Administration. With the settlement, Southwest will now have three gates each at both the C and B terminals. Southwest is the dominant carrier at San Antonio International, handling more than one-third of passengers who travel to and from the city. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The two children and their stepmother, who were detained at a school bus stop in Alamo Heights, were released on Thursday from the Dilley Immigration Processing Center. Congressman Joaquin Castro spoke at a press conference from Washington shortly after the family's release. Castro started working on the case immediately after the family was picked up on April 27th. He said he hopes there is no appeal to the judge's decision.
For most of these cases where the judge has granted the habeas petition, there has been no appeal in many of them. And I don't think the government has much of a leg to stand on.
The judge ordered the release of the children and their stepmother Thursday morning. ICE complied, and they were driven back home safely to San Antonio. A Texas immigration law that was set to take effect today was blocked by a federal judge. Senate Bill 4 would allow state and local police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the Texas-Mexico border and would require judges to order some migrants to return to Mexico. Civil rights groups sued the state, arguing immigration enforcement is the responsibility of the federal government. The judge agreed, writing that states cannot create their own immigration policies that supersede federal authority. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has defended the law as a way to secure the border. An appeal by the state is expected. The law was first passed in 2023 and has faced court challenges ever since. Spurs Nation is fired up about the team's chances of beating the Timberwolves tonight and advancing to the Western Conference Finals. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick visited the Spurs fan shop on West Commerce to find out what fans think.
Fan Ryan Martinez thinks the silver and black will send the T-Wolves howling into the night.
As much as I would like a return home to win it here at home, I have full confidence that they're going to beat Minnesota in Minnesota and bring on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Fan Jessie Frantz thinks the same as Martinez. She is still talking about Wimby's revenge game on Tuesday night where he scored 27 points. Wimby had been ejected for a sharp elbow in the previous game, which came after a lot of physicality directed his way all series long.
I think that it was well-deserved for the Timberwolves, yeah. I think they deserved it and they got what they deserved.
And fan Alexandra Gracia thinks the Spurs can win Friday night and go all the way to the title game.
They've been learning as they go, and they've been proving that they can win no matter what, with or without Wimby.
Tip-off is at 8:30 tonight on Prime Video. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.